We have students here from Pittsburgh Science and Technology Academy, known as SciTech here in Pittsburgh. They are going to be sharing poems today, courtesy of Ms. Wendy Moore, their teacher, who's here. Let's meet everybody who's here first, though, and talk a little bit about SciTech in general. Because SciTech is a magnet school, kids are from all different neighborhoods, so we'll be talking to about where everybody's from. And let's just go from left to right. We'll start with you. What's your name?
Namal.
And tell me a little bit about yourself, how old you are, where you're from.
I'm living currently in Carrick, and I'm 13 years old.
Excellent. And what grade are you all in sixth, right?
Yes.
And any shout outs or anything?
Not really.
Can you tell me a bit about what SciTech is like? This is probably your first year there for all of you, I think.
Yeah.
What's it been like?
Well, at the beginning of the year, it was kind of new from a transition from elementary school to middle school. At first, it was extremely hard for me to get all my grades up. But then, now it's coming on to the third quarter, it's starting to get more easier and getting better into the routine.
I'm glad to hear that. I think it's pretty tough when you're starting sixth grade to begin with, let alone when it's a school as demanding as SciTech is. So you're in a good place. Where did you go to elementary school?
Grandview.
Okay. And let's say hello to the person who is right on your right. Lean up there a little bit so we can hear you. What's your name?
My name is Taj, and I'm 11 years old.
And Taj, what community do you live in?
I live in Knoxville.
And just out of curiosity, where was your elementary school?
It was Carmel.
And how's it been so far at SciTech?
It's been pretty easy considering how the tests were when we really don't have any. The only hard part about it is that we have to master every test we do and then all the prove it and things like that.
What's a prove it?
It's like the test, but instead of us, it's just we don't have to have a random grade. We have to get 10 out of 10 to pass it.
So if you miss something, do you need to make it up and figure out?
Yeah, you need to redo it.
Well, that's kind of good, right? Because you learn, people learn by making mistakes, I think. So if you mess something up, it's good to be able to figure out why, I guess. Has something been especially... You mentioned mastering things. Is there something you're proud of having mastered recently that sticks out?
Not really, because I mastered everything I tried to do, basically. So, yeah.
That's great. Well, I'm happy to meet you. And let's go right to the person who is next to you. And what's your name?
Kymere Edwards.
And tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm 11, and the elementary school I went to was Grandview. That's all.
How's SciTech been so far?
A wonderful, great experience. Really hard at sometimes.
What makes it hard sometimes?
Sometimes I don't keep up with my work, but then I try to do it and I get up with it.
You know, even as you get older, it's hard if you don't keep up. Suddenly you can feel like there's no way out. You know, I get a lot of phone calls that if I don't return my phone calls before I know it, I just don't know even where to start. I meant to ask both of you if you had anybody you wanted to give a shout out to or say hello to. Anybody?
Anna, Dante, Larry, and that's all.
I'm glad you know Larry, since that's my name too. It's nice to meet you. We're going to be hearing poems from each of these students in a moment. Now, Ella got a shout out right away from her sister in Philly. Hello, Ella. How are you?
Good.
And where did you go to elementary school?
I went to Dilworth.
And you live on the north side, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you play drums?
Well, yeah, I used to.
Everybody at Dilworth plays the drums. It's a school where drumming is a big part of the culture there. And I wanted to make sure, Kymere, you live in Beltsover, right? I didn't get a chance to ask you that. So how's SciTech been for you so far?
It's been good. Well, it gets hard at times, but I learned, correct my mistakes and get everything done.
And this idea of a of mastery of subjects. A lot of people might be surprised to hear somebody in sixth grade use a term like mastery. What does it mean to master something?
To, like, get it, like, done so it's all correct.
And then you're correct actually... And when we say to master something, what's one of those somethings? I just want people to understand the culture of your school. You're not just sort of checking things off a list. You're mastering, I guess, concepts?
Yeah. We learn to correct our mistakes.
Oh, that's a great thing. Any shout-outs in addition to Sarah?
No.
Great. Well, thank you for being here. And we have one more person to meet. What's your name?
Lucy.
Hi, Lucy. And where are you from?
East Liberty.
And what was your elementary school?
Montessori.
When you guys come, you must know probably most of the people in your class are people you've never met before. Would that be a fair thing to say? Or did you have a lot of Montessori friends that have come to?
Not many people from my old school went to SciTech, so it's a lot of new people.
I can imagine. Is it easy to make friends?
I don't know. I mean, it's middle school, so there's a lot of pressure to be, like, fit in some sort of, like, standard for people.
I don't know. That happens. I can remember that like it was yesterday, starting, for us it was seventh grade when it changed from elementary to middle school, and there's a lot of changes going on. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening? Any shout-outs?
My mom wants me to shout her out over there. Hi, Mom.
I can barely see her, but is she over there? There she is. Well, I'm glad. So who can tell me about this poetry project and what you all did before we share poems? Can somebody explain what the challenge was or what the writing prompt was, if any?
Well, we had a poem that we picked ourselves. Then we had to make a write like that basically was like that poem in our own way. We wrote it our own way and had to explain it, explain each line, and that's basically what we did.
How interesting, because that, you know, even though you're going to SciTech, you need to learn English and you need, you know, you have language arts, but you're taking, at least from my perspective, you're sort of tinkering with a poem the same way that a scientist might tinker with something, right, to analyze it and even to not improve on it, but sort of take off from it and do something different. Was that kind of the way this came together? Mm-hmm. That sounds really neat. Well, who would like to share their poem first? I don't know if anybody, if you guys came up with an order. I think I think that Kamir is all right. You look like you were ready. Are you first? Did I get your name? It's Kamir, right?
No.
Kamir?
I'm Ella.
Oh, Ella. Oh, gosh. I'm looking. I know that. I apologize. I apologize. I had my notes wrong. Where's Kamir? Is there. And we've got it. Okay. I had you two flipped in my seating chart. Sorry about that. Tell me about what you wrote.
I wrote about bees. The original poem that I used was Fireflies, and I felt like since we had to change it, I used the bees. So,
do you want to share what you wrote?
Yeah. Honey, flowers are our parchment, bees flitting, bees glimmering, shining into cooks, practicing baking, six-legged chefs of vanishing messages. Find beakers in flight, adding dabs of delight, sing in the May mornings as if they're honeycombs, flickering bees, bees.
That's really nice. And maybe I should have had you share the original poem first. But can you read the original poem too? Do you not have that with you? That's okay. But I like you. That's really great. You picked another one. One of the lines I really liked was six-legged chefs. That really, it's fun to say, but it's really accurate in terms of describing them. Have you learned about beehives much?
No.
There's a lot to what bees end up doing. That's beautiful. Thank you. That was Ella. Who would like to go next? Are you set?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell me about your poem.
So my poem was about mainly the same poem that she wrote, Fireflies. But instead of doing bees, I decided to do Trojan because since I'm in a technology type of school and I love computers and all, I decided to do something that involves like hacking or something like that.
Okay, that's what you meant when you said Trojan, like a Trojan horse virus?
Yeah. Or, yes.
Okay, and this is Narnell.
Namel.
Or Namel. So if you get an email from him, be careful. You don't want to open it up. Might be a virus. let's hear what you wrote.
Dark, up all night, virus taking over, money and profit. Then all vanish like doubts of money-hungry bugs taking all of your money. And it is extremely funny. We're Trojans, that's what we do. I'll keep my money away from the bank, I do. Money, money, so funny. Take, 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 make, make, make. Now there's no money from the Easter Bunny.
That was great. Absolutely terrific. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Who would like to go next? Okay. Now we have Chimere, who's right in front of me. Tell me about your poem.
Well, my original poem was The Book of Nonsense, and my poem is The Book of Niceness.
Okay, is that by Edward Lear, The
Yes.
Book of Nonsense? So you know what? That was my favorite book when I was a kid, and I still have it somewhere. I loved that book. I can't wait to hear what you wrote.
There was a grandma with lemonade, but the granddad yelled, "I want Kool-Aid." There was a girl with lots of shoes, but she always had bad hairdos. There was a granddad who took pills that lived high on that hill. There was a girl who lived in a den, but she didn't have any pins. There was a man who loved root beer floats, and he wanted a moat. There was an old man from Kentucky, and he loved rubber duckies.
I like that book a lot. How did you discover that book?
It was just a poem, and yeah. I liked it. I liked it the most out of all of them.
Oh, I'm glad. Well, you are a great writer. So let's see, Lucy or Taj, who's it going to be?
I don't know.
Okay, Lucy's going to be next. Tell me about yours.
Well, I did the same as Namel and Ella's. I did the Fireflies one, and I liked it because it was short, so it was the hardest one to do, and it was like it had like a deeper meaning behind the poem.
Okay, whenever you're ready, let's hear what you wrote.
Darkness. Darkness is the ground we play on. Demons tormenting lost souls of the broken as they walk past, wondering if anyone will save them, hiding pain behind a smile. Tricksters of the brain, deeper thoughts within a simple mind, drowning in feeling, asking for help. Light. Light is the thing we fear most. Even monsters fear something. Something so overlooked. Something so simple it's scary.
Wow. You're a good writer. Do you really like to write?
I guess my mom likes to write. She went to school for writing. And when I was little, I used to write poems because I was bored all the time.
You're a very good writer. You all are, but that was such an intricate bit of writing. Thanks. And Taj, tell me about what you did.
All right, so I also did Fireflies, but this time it's about an artist. Yeah, an artist.
Okay, and as you, let me adjust your mic to be sure we can hear you. These are all SciTech students at Pittsburgh SciTech, so there's a transducer inside of your microphone that you need to make move back and forth when you talk into it. And that's going to happen now, so we're all set, whenever you're ready.
All right. Artist man, artistic as he can, always putting on a show. The only time he can go is when he's doing one of his shows. Showing shipment and no retreat, giving and getting as he goes. His pet monkey has a lot of luck, no one else can be his buck. Grabbing, going, getting a lot of cash, lighting up the night with his stash. Painting, pitying other people, only certain people trust him. He still makes decent cash. Now he eats what other people give him. No one else can see him in the dust. Taking lights, he cannot be trusted with his might. His monkey very smart, always playing, dancing, sometimes even doing math questions.
You had a lot of alliteration in there. Did you guys notice that too? There were a lot of alliterative phrases. You guys are great. Is there anything else you'd like to tell me about your poems or about SciTech while we have a few more minutes left?
Oh, well, while we were reading our poems in the class, we had to memorize them instead of looking off the pages. So it was really hard to do that.
I would find that really hard, too. I don't like to memorize things.
Me either. I really don't like to memorize things, so our teacher gave us an option to make a video presentation. So my poem, I made a presentation, and I recorded it, and then I presented it to my class.
That had to be kind of fun. How long was the video that you ended up making?
I'll probably say about 3 or 4 minutes.
And how many minutes do you think it took you to make it? Probably more like hours, right?
Yeah, about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out which the best way to record the video and everything.
Yeah, it can take a lot longer to do something recording it than it can be to just do it live, I think. Any other reflections about the experience you had doing this? No? Ella looked like she was going to say something. Anything else?
It was a fun experience. That was very educational for all of us. That could help us in writing and understanding poems more.
It doesn't get much better than that. I'm really proud of all of you for sharing these on the radio with people who you haven't even met yet, you know, that are listening. And also for SciTech is not an easy school. You're challenged every day, so it's great. Tosh?
I got a late shout-out. Shout-out to my dad right there, sitting back there with the Pirates hat.
That would be the man with a big grin on his face because he's so proud of you.
My brother David and my mom at home. Yeah, my brother's asleep, so yeah. People are not going to hear it. All right, yeah, so that's it.
Great. I have a question, one last question. Will you guys come back with more writing or maybe to tell me about an experiment you did or something you did in class? We'd love to have you come back. And if you're really interested, given your interest in science and technology, we'll tear some stuff apart here and show you how this stuff works, too. We would love to have you come back.
All right.
Thanks thanks to all of you for being here, and thanks to Dr. McCoy, your director at the school, and to Ms. Moore, Ms. Wendy Moore. Thank you for being with us. There you have some of Pittsburgh Public Schools' finest. There are many wonderful students today representing Pittsburgh SciTech.